Pray in Jesus' name.
我们把下面时间交给梁姊妹。
弟兄姊妹们好 ，Good morning, brothers and sisters. 我们很高兴啊， 我带着女儿 Vicky 一起来这里与弟兄姊妹们有分享。I'm very happy to bring my daughter Vicky here to have fellowship with brothers and sisters in St. Gabriel Church. 啊，今天早晨呢，我们分享的一开始，我想请 Vicky 为我们做一个见证。这些日子啊，他读经的时候呢，神对他说话，让我们深深觉得他所得着的是跟神在这一个时段里面，在我们当中，特别我们在罗兰海弟兄姊妹当中所做的工，也关乎Christian Assembly 整个基督徒聚会的下一代。是极大的关系的，所以我们盼望借着他的分享，我们一起有一点看见神在我们当中的工作和方向。 So this morning I'd like to bring Vicky to share with us. During her daily Bible reading, she actually came to some realization that what God is doing among young people of three churches, all the Christian Assembly churches, that's Culver City, St. Gabriel, and Roland Heights, and also what God's action is moving right now in our Roland Heights church. So we think this is something very valuable. We'd like for her to share with us, and I will translate for her. So Vicky, you want to go ahead?
All right. Hello, everyone.
大家好。
I'll open in a prayer.
我们一开始先一起祷告好吗？
God, I thank you so much for being here.
主，我们感谢你的同在。
God, for meeting us in our weaknesses.
在我们软弱的事上，你遇见我们。
God, and just for carrying us every day.
谢谢你这样在每一天的生活里关心我们。
I pray that you turn our hearts toward you, God.
早晨，我们求你叫我们的心转向你。
Jesus, and that, that we just be one with you, God.
主，我们只要与你联合。
I pray that this morning you'd show us, God, just your vision and your promises for this church and for your church as a whole, God.
主，早晨，你将你的应许和主啊你的带领向我们众教会打开。
God, we thank you, God. I just trust you right now, God.
主，我们向就把自己信托在你的手里。
In your name, Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
I guess I lead worship for the youth group.
我平常的服事是在青少年组里面带敬拜。
Every other Sunday and every once a month, usually.
通常每隔一个主日我在罗伦海带敬拜，然后每一个月有一次我们合班敬拜的时候，我也在这里领敬拜。
And so a few months ago, while we were leading worship, I guess Pastor David was praying.
几个月以前呢，当我们那个每月敬拜之夜在这里的时候，我们正在一面敬拜一面祷告。那 Smither 弟兄呢，他在那也在向着会众祷告。
And while he was praying, he said the word "arise."
当他祷告的时候，他说了一个字，说起来。
And he said it a few times.
而且他说了这句话说了几次。
And when, like, at the moment he said that.
当他说那句话的时候。
Like an image of all these dead bodies just rising kind of came into my head.
在我的脑海中，我突然看见一个很快的景象，就是许多枯干的骸骨突然站起来，成为军队。
They were kind of like bones that were semi-attached by tendons, but not fully formed yet.
这些骸骨的情况呢，就是像枯干的骨头。那有一些有肉，有些有皮肤，但是都是不完整的枯骨。
And I felt like God was speaking life and saying like I'm going to build an army out of these dry bones.
我觉得当他这样说起来的时候，我觉得神对我说，告诉我说，我要将生命的气息吹入这些枯骨的里面，叫他们起来成为我的军队。
It just happened that at this like time I was reading Ezekiel.
这正好那段时间呢，我读经读到以西结书。
For the past few weeks.
在那几个礼拜里面，我在读以西结书。
So the following week, I came upon chapter 37, which is about the Valley of Dry Bones.
所以呢，后来我就读到下个礼拜的时候，我就读到了以西结37章。
Okay, I'll read it for you guys.
你们若是有圣经，可以看以西结37章。然后我为你们也读出来。
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，把我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley.
他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
Bones that were very dry.
极其枯干。
He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live?
他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know.
我说，主耶和华啊，你是知道的。
Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
他又对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones.
主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，
I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮盖你们。
I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
And then when we look at verse 10,
第十节。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and
于是我遵命说预言。
And breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Yeah, and then if you go skip to chapter 47, there's another passage called the river from the temple.
那我继续读的时候，后来我又读到以西结第47章那里，讲到圣殿的情形。
Okay, I won't read it, but basically it's about Ezekiel going in front of this temple.
我不用复述那里经节，但是大概的情景是这样，在47节的时候，以西结来到圣殿的面前。
And then this guy leads him out to the south gate.
有一个人带着他到殿的南方南门那里。
And as he keeps walking, the water starts to rise. And
当他们在行走的时候呢，有河流从殿的南面流出来。然后这个水的慢慢涨起来。
He says he measured off 1,000 cubits and the water was ankle deep.
他量了1,000轴之远的时候，那个水呢是到踝子骨这个深度。
And he measured off another 1,000 and it was knee deep.
当他继续往前量，又量1,000轴的时候呢，水就到了膝盖的高度。
And then another 1,000 it was up to his waist.
再量了1,000轴呢，就到了他的腰部。
And then soon it became a river that he could not cross.
到后来那个水呢，高度到像一条河一样，他都甚至没有办法继续行走在其中。
And this river was a river of fresh water.
这个河流呢，里面的水是新鲜的水。
In verse 7 it said, when I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river.
那在这个河的两边呢，有很多的树木。
And so it made the salty water fresh.
那这些树木让这些原来是咸的水变成新鲜的水，变甜了，可以叫人得医治。
This river represents the Holy Spirit.
这个河流代表的意义就是圣灵的水流。
And just the life that it brings with it.
这个圣灵的水流带着生命来到人的面前。
So I guess what I got from these two passages was that.There is hope.
当我读这个以西结这一段的时候，我深深感觉到，我说我们是有盼望的。
God really wants to move in our lives and in our church.
神要在我们的生命中，要在教会里面运行。
He can take death. He can take nothing. He can take dry bones, rotten waste, enchained things.
他能够改变，使他有改变的大能，像枯骨，他能够改变，让他成为有生命的活人。
And he can breathe life into it.
他可以将生命的气息吹到我们的里面。
And he can let a river of water flow through it.
他可以让生命的水流在教会中运行。
And I guess why this was like so significant for me at the time.
当我读的时候，我真的觉得这些经节很有意义。
Well, as you know, our Pomona Church we're going to buy a new building.
你们也知道我们在 Roland High Church 在 Pomona 要买一个会所。
And so, in between these 10 chapters,
当我在读这个十章的时候
sorry, this is kind of confusing. Okay, so, from 37 to like 46,Ezekiel talks about the building of a new temple.
在三十七章开始讲到枯骨复活，一直到四十六章之前呢，中间讲到说神要建他的殿。
And so, for like I don't know a whole week, I was reading about like where the court should be, where the altar should be placed, where the gate should face.
因为我每天都读一两章，所以在这读的过程中，我就在读到说神在重建他圣殿的时候，他说外院要在哪里，祭坛要放在哪里等等的事情。
And yeah, so I guess that it related to our situation back home, where God was wanting us to rebuild a temple, like a physical temple.
在我读的时候，我深深觉得神对我说的话跟我们当时我们正在进行购买教会是发生关系，因为我们好像也在购买一个圣所。
And interestingly, in chapter 46, he talks about offering and the different kinds of altars that should be built and just very descriptive like logistics.
然后四十六章的我看到说神讲到说要怎么样献祭，怎么样建他的祭坛，那各样的祭如何做，非常的详细的叙述。
And this is interesting because it came right before the chapter with the river from the temple.
我觉得四十六章的位置很特别，因为讲到神要我们如何献各种祭的这一章是四十六章，然后四十七章就讲到说圣灵怎么样涌入成为我们的祝福。
And so I thoughtThis was the order of everything was really interesting, how the mentioning of the temple and the altar preceded the river and the overflow of the Holy Spirit.
那我读的时候我觉得这个次序是很有意思的，就是怎么样要先能够要建殿，然后怎么样有真实的摆上，真实的奉献自己在神的祭坛上，然后圣灵的祝福进来。
I think at the time when I was reading 46, I was actually kind of really discouraged within terms of leading worship and serving.
因为我在读四十六章的时候，我在我的服事里哈带领敬拜，我自己遇到一个瓶颈的情况。
I felt like I wasn't musically skilled enough.
我觉得我又没有什么很高的音乐的才能。
And that I was unable to usher the congregation into the presence of God.
常常在我这里带敬拜的时候，我又觉得我不能够帮助神的同在，增加带进神的同在。
I felt like my service was useless.
我觉得我的服事是一无是处。
But when I read this morning, read this passage that morning,
当我读到四十六章的时候，
God kind of reminded me that my worship was an offering of praise to Him.
神提醒我，我向着他的敬拜就是把赞美的祭归给他。
That He didn't care if it wasn't perfect.
神不在乎我的音乐的技巧是不是很完美。
He just cared that it was a free will offering to him.
他只在乎我是不是一个忠心甘愿的摆上服事。
And so that morning I led worship and it wasn't perfect.
那天早晨我又领敬拜，虽然不是完美的。
But I think, just knowing that God just wants our hearts.
但是我知道神要的是我们的心。
That made it all the better.
所以让我能够进入那个服事。
So I think in terms of paralleling these two chapters, there is an element of surrender that comes before the overflow of the Holy Spirit.
当我读46和47章的时候，我深深的知道那有一个很重要的元素 把47章的祝福带进来就是一个完全的降服。
That we have to give ourselves to God.
就是我们愿意把我们自己归给他。
And trust that his way is better.
相信说神你的道路是高过我的。
Even if just trust that he can move and
相信他能够运作他能够改变。
Yeah, and I guess like one thing also about the river was that it was overwhelming. The person couldn't cross, he couldn't swim in the river.
还有我在读到这个圣灵的水流的时候，我注意到说这个水流到后来是这个圣灵的流后来变成河水一样，是非常的大的，甚至叫人不能在其中行走。
I mean, I think that can be kind of scary, right?
你想想看，那不是蛮有时候蛮吓人的吗？
This is an overwhelming presence of life.
就是你想一个充满生命，那个度量充满到的地步，我们都不能行动了。
I think that also takes an element of trust and surrender, and knowing that God's way is better and stronger.
当我们在那样的生命的流里的时候，我们还是要有更深的信心，知道说神知道他在做什么。
Yeah, so I guess the main point of this is that we should be open to God's will in our lives and God's work in our lives.
我自己的感觉就是说，我们要向着神有信心，要向着神是敞开的，让他在我们生命中做他要做的事。
And it reminds me of this passage, of Mary even. You know, she was only a virgin, a 16-year-old virgin, and God called her to bear the Savior of the world.
这样的信任就让我想起了玛利亚，当她是一个年轻的16岁的年轻女子，圣灵却感动她说要她要怀孕生子。
It was a scary thing, and it seems like super impossible.
这简直是一个超级不可能的事情，而且是很吓人的一个要求。
But her response was, "I am the Lord's servant."
但她的反应就是说，我是你的使女。
And so she wanted God's way in her.
她愿意让神的旨意成就在她的生命里。
Despite her limitation, despite her age,
不管她多年轻或者她多有限。
She wanted God's work to be done.
她所要的就是神啊，你的旨意要成就。
So yeah, I think similarly, similar to Mary and similar to Ezekiel, I think we should be open to what God can do in our lives.
就像以西结他所看见不可思议的意象，以及玛利亚遇见这个不可思议的要求，我们一样向着神，能够有一个顺服的心，相信神他要做他要做的事。
Because He can do a lot.
因为神能做很多的事。
And even if we look at our own church and we think we're frail or we don't have, I don't know.
如果我们看看自己的所在的教会，也许觉得我们不是很强壮，我们所有的也很少。
But God takes the humble.
但是神祝福谦卑的人。
And He can make a vast army out of nothing.
他可以使我们成为他的大军。
So I just want to encourage you individually and as a whole church to be open to God and live in surrender.
我所希望的就是与各位一起勉励，无论是在我们个人的生活里，或是整个教会团体的见证上，我们都向神有一个敞开的心，让神做成他要做的事。
Yeah, because I know it's hard, but I think it's totally worth it.
虽然好像我们会心里会害怕，但是绝对是值得的。
Thank you.
谢谢。我们再一起祷告一下。
好 ，Let's pray。
主，我们觉得你的爱何等的深。
Lord, we know that your love is deep。
我们求你还要向我们说话。
We ask that you would speak to us。
把你的心向我们开启。
So that you would open up our heart。
主啊，早晨还要赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
And Lord, this morning we ask that you will give us a spirit of wisdom and knowledge.
主照亮我们心里的眼睛。
And Lord, enlighten our heart.
叫我们看见主啊，你的恩召有何等的指望。
So that we could see the hope of your grace.
你在我们当中所要得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And we could see that the inheritance that you have prepared for us is rich.
你在我们这些信的人身上，主你运行的能力是何等的浩大。
So that in the people who trust in you, you have this great power.
你的旨意是荣耀神圣。
That your will is holy.
主啊，你的计划必要成功。
And that your work will be done.
我们祷告，我们愿意在其中有份。
And when we pray that we could be a partaker of your will.
早晨，主你向我们众人说话。
This morning we ask that you would speak to us.
叫我们说的和听的都有一个受教的心。
So whatever we speak of or you will listen of is from you.
从你的宝座上来领受。
So that we could receive it from your throne.
主你的宝血遮盖我和 Kevin.
The Lord, we ask that your blood will cover us.
使用我们。
And to use us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 当 Vicky 在那段日子跟我们分享他在以西结书所看见的那个景象，
And when Vicky was sharing her testimony on the book of Ezekiel,
我看到后来圣殿那个出来的水流成为极大的祝福。
And I see that the overflowing of the river has become this great blessing.
那个水流大到一个极处的长满了树木，树木那个叶子带着医治的能力。
And then at that time, the river was so overflowing that the trees among it has grown this leaf.
然后所有百物在其中滋生得生命。
And all the things around that area has gained life because of it.
啊，我想那个景象真是何等的荣耀。
And then I see that that vision is great.
那个景象在哪里有描述过呢？在圣经里。
And where else could I find something similar to that?
有人说启示录。
And someone would say it is the revelation.
在末了新天新地的时候是这样的。
And at the end it is shall be like that.
有生命水的河要从宝座里流出来，滋润万民。
And this water of life will flow out from the throne and to give to the many people.
那个生命水的旁边要长满了生命树，要那个树上的果子，那个叶子是可以医治万民的。
And it's right next to this river that all this tree would grow up and all the leaves would become so rich that it could heal.
所以在我的想法里面
，So in my thinking，
和以前的认识里面
，In my knowledge，
这个景象
，This condition
是属于启示录的。
Belongs to the future.
是到最后我们见主的时候才发生的。
It is only until the end when we could face God face to face that it would happen.
但在这些日子里面。
But then now over the days.
神在里面让我有一个新的认识。
God has now given me this new wisdom.
这个认识从哪里来的呢？
Where did that wisdom come from?
就是当主在地上的时候。
Is the word is this wisdom? This wisdom is when God was walking on earth.
在马太第六章的地方。
It is in Matthew chapter 6.
主耶稣讲到祷告这件事情。
And when Lord Jesus talked about his prayer.
起先呢，他讲到那些法利赛人喜欢在街头祷告啊，喜欢人问他们的安啊。主耶稣说要到暗室里去祷告。
And then when Lord Jesus said that when the Pharisee liked to proclaim and pray in the open, but Lord asked us to go into the inner room.
然后主耶稣又说，你们所有的需要，你们在祈求以先，天父是知道的。
And then Lord also said that before you even start praying, God already knows what you were going to ask for.
所以你们祷告的时候，
So now when you pray,
你们要这样祷告。
This is how you should pray.
不是为着你们的需要，因为你们的需要，你们还没有祈求以先，父是知道的。
Because you should not be praying what you wanted, because before you even ask for those things, God has already knew.
主说要怎么祷告呢？
So how did God teach
us to pray? 我们都会背主导文，不是吗？
And then I thought everyone already knew the Lord's prayer.
谁？我们都记得主导文前面几句是怎么说的？
Now, does anyone know how the Lord's prayer begins?
我们在天上的父啊，
Father who is in heaven,
愿人尊你的名为圣，
Hallowed be your name.
然后呢？愿你的国降临，
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我这次我在读到的时候，我才说，诶，这个不是启示录，不是要等到世界的末了，时间的末了，主回来之后，新天新地降临的时候，主的国才降临，主的旨意才行在地上，如同行在天上。
So when I read through this, I realized that no longer should I think that only the future would bring God's kingdom.
主在
It is now.
主在地上的时候教导他门徒说，不要为你需要的求什么，因为你祈求一些父是知道的，但是你们要这样祷告。
So when God says, before you even pray for the things that you wanted, God already knew, so you should pray for the other things.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想，所以主要说，愿人尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，是什么意思？
So when the Lord teaches us how to pray, he asks that we will say, when your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean?
我们想一想，神在创造人的时候，神创造我们跟万有的时候，神是怎么样子的？
So now when we think about this, when God created everything in the beginning, how was it?
我们曾经立志读圣经的人都已经从创世纪开始过。
So I think that whoever started reading the Bible, you would always start in Genesis.
记不记得神怎么样创造万有之后，神怎么样按照他的形象和样式造我们的？
Now do you remember after God has created the things, how he used his own image to create man?
那神怎么样要第一个人要吃生命树的果子，不要吃分别善恶树的果子。
And how he told the first man to only eat from the tree of life, not with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那神要怎么样？这个人跟他的妻子要生养众多，遍满地面，要管理这地。
And how the husband and wife would have children so that they would take over the world.
所以，若是亚当没有失败，你想那个创造之时是一个怎么景象？
So now, if Adam never failed, can you imagine how it would become?
那就是神得着一个配偶是造。他的形象样式的，有他的生命的，与他一同掌权的。
It would have been like a maid who is God's maid who walked according to God's way to take over this world.
这个是神创造你我的时候的心意。
And this is the original will of God when He had.
若是亚当没有失败，主的神的国度就在那里彰显了。
And if Adam never failed, then His kingdom would have.
神的国度要彰显，神的旨意行在伊甸园中，行在地上，就要像行在天上。
That his kingdom and his will would have already been done.
这是神当初的意思。
And that was the original will of God.
但是亚当受了仇敌的迷惑，失败了，对不对？
But now Adam lost in the temptation.
所以主耶稣来了。
So Jesus now has to come.
主耶稣为我们的罪解决了所有的问题。
And now Jesus came and redeemed us from all of our sin.
他自己成为那个完美的祭物，为你我的罪牺牲了。
And he has now become the perfect sacrifice.
为我的罪，为你的罪挂在十字架上，付清了罪的代价了。
So that all our sins is now reconciled through his cross.
把我们买回来了。
So that now we are redeemed.
把我们救回原来受造的那个地位里面。
So now we are brought back into the position what we were made. For.
弟兄姊妹，可能你们跟我一样，很多时候从小听见福音就说啊，罪得赦免了，主洁净我了，主耶稣完成救赎，我就接受救恩，我就得赦免了，我就洗干净了，比血还洁白。哈利路亚！我将来是要到天上去的。
Brothers and sisters, I think any of you will think like me. When you know that your sin is now redeemed, you are now cleansed. You will now be happy because now you are cleansed.
但是你知道吗？这个不是神的意思。
But don't you know that's not the end?
神的意思是把我们救赎回来说，要积极的进入他当初创造我们的心意里面。
Because after God has redeemed us from sins, He wants us to walk towards His kingdom.
他让我们罪得救赎，得赦免，洁白，回到那个地位。
He wants to first to be cleansed and redeemed to be the original position.
他的生命树的果子就是神儿子的生命赐给我们。
And then now He has given us this fruits from the tree of life, who is Jesus.
所以你和我今天有神儿子的生命了。
So now today you and I have this life of Christ.
我们能像主耶稣在地上一样，凡事遵行神的旨意。
So now we have the will to follow His will.
只求神的益处。
That we would only ask for His goodness, and not through our work.
要彰显出神的国度，借着神在我们身上彰显他的全能。
So that through us we could show His kingdom.
所以人看到神的儿女的时候
，So now when people see the children,
人看见神的爱
，People will see God's love.
看见神的能力
，People will see God's power.
看见神的能力
，And people will see God's grace.
看见神的慷慨
，And people will see God's kindness.
看见神本性一切的那个柔美的丰富在我们身上彰显出来
，And they will see the glory through you.
这是神的意思。
For this is God's will.
所以主耶稣才说你们要这样祷告。
So that's why God come and give us the Lord's prayer.
不是现在仅仅得救，拿了一个票，到时候可以进天堂的门。
For a goal was not only to be saved.
这只是开始。
For that was only the beginning.
要得我的生命得的更丰盛。
The end goal is to have a richer life.
要在我们的身上有路。
So that through us, He shows the way.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这不是一个我创造出来的。
So brothers and sisters, I tell you this is not from.
在历史历代, 当许多圣徒这样祷告说, 大进大复兴,
but then it is through the angels, through the prayers of the saints.
所以父亲, 神的国彰显的时候, 就是复兴的时候,
so now when we could live out the kingdom of God, then now that's the time of revelation.
很多时候我们想到复兴,
so now every time when we talk about revelations, we thought of one thing.
Cherry, 你想, 我说复兴来到了,
now Cherry, let me ask you, when I said revelation is now, what would you think?
世界都改变了, 对不对? 怎么样改变?
And how is the world changing?
改变成什么样子?
And how, what is the world to change to?
嗯? 像天上一样, 天上是怎么样子? 有神的宝座, 有天使, 彼此在笑, 你想是什么样子? 神的国降临在天上在什么样子? 天要降临到地上吗? 神的国要彰显, 神的旨意在地上, 像在天上一样运行, 所以那是一个什么光景?
So when we said that the kingdom will come, what is that kingdom like? How do we know?
啊, 神的同在, 对不对? 充满了, 对不对? 不是充满说, 今天我祷告充满了我的小房间而已, 神的同在是充满在全地,
when we say the kingdom comes, kingdom not only fill your own room, but then it is filled everywhere on this earth.
你知道我不是, 自己创造这个, 你在复兴的历史里面, 甚至仅是在1857年到1858年, 在美国纽约,
So this is not only for me, but in fact in 1857 to 1858 in the city of New York.
一般历史学家称之这是, 复兴的第三波,
A group of historians, they call that this is the third calling of the Revelation.
Awakening.
Of the third awakening of the Revelation.
发生什么事? 那个是在华尔街有一批基督徒, 是生意人, 就是, 商, 就是, businessman, Christian.
That there was a bunch of Christian businessmen in the Wall Street.
那他们那个时候也经过一个经济的衰退,
and at that time, they were also during a recession.
他们就开始为着, 经济祷告,
at that time, they started praying for the economy.
为着生活祷告,
that they would start praying for the living.
他们每一天中午在一个教堂里聚集祷告,
that every day during lunchtime, they would gather at a church to pray.
他们祷告后来, 圣灵运行到个地步, 那个教堂都充满, 有时候来的人, 你必须请他们回去, 因为坐满了, 没有位置。
And through the work of the spirits, the church would actually get filled up.
而不是有人讲道,
not to hear to a sermon, but they all gather just to pray.
祷告到一个地步,
and it is when they pray, the abiding of the spirits has now glorified the whole city.
他们说那个传福音的容易啊,
just like how you how preaching of the gospel would become so easy through these spirits.
所以呢,那时候有一艘军舰从海外进港到纽约,
so at that time a battleship came into the shore of New York City.
那个 naval ship 叫做 North Carolina. Carolina.
The name of the naval ship is called North Carolina.
到今天这个艘的名, 船艘的名字还存在,
and today that ship still exists.
他说他在进港的时候, 还没有到港口,
and then before the naval ship came into the bank,
因为神的同在那么强在纽约,
and because God's presence was so strong in the city,
许多船上的那个水手,
a lot of sailors on this naval ship,
有的听过福音, 有的没有听过福音,
some of them are Christians and some of them are not.
突然都被光照,
and all of a sudden they are all now enlightened.
不是外面的光, 他们的心里蒙光照,
not enlightened from the outside,
看见自己的罪,
but inside, that now they have all recognized their sin,
开始悔改,
and they started repenting and they started praying.
所以那个舰长没有办法就派一艘小船先到港口去,
so that the captain had to send a small boat to the city first,
请他们去纽约市找服事主的同工, 牧者出来,
to ask them so that they could bring out a pastor or someone who served in the church.
把他们借着小艘的船带回军舰上,
so that through these little boats they could come back to the naval ship,
在军舰上带这些水手归主,
to baptize the sailors on the ship.
那个就是神的国降临的光景,
and then that is an image of God's kingdom and will coming to this earth.
不是在一个人两个人的身上,
it is not through one or two people,
是在整个那个 geographical area 都充满神自己,
but it is filled completely on a geographical area.
这就是神圣灵工作的情形。
And this is the work of the Spirit.
这不是只是在旧约里描述。
Not only was it shown in the Old Testament.
几次圣殿完成的时候，神的荣耀充满在圣殿里，叫祭司都不能站立，记不记得？
For the couple times when they finished building the temple, when the spirit, or when the presence of God is so strong that the priest cannot even stand.
那在教会历史里面，一次一次又一次复兴的时候，那个光景都是这样的。
And then every time during the great revelation of the church, every time it was like this.
是整个城市都被神的同在充满的。
That the whole city has the abiding of God.
我们都知道，在奥斯复兴的时候，那个酒吧都关门了，没有生意了。
And then we know that during the revelation in Europe, all the bars are closed.
警察都没有事做了，没有囚犯，没有人要关在需要关到监狱里去了。
And all the police were idle because no crime was.
那警察做什么？通通去指挥交通，因为教会那个水泄不通。
And all the police became traffic coordinator.
在 Wales 有一个警察局。
In Wales there was a police station.
那个警察实在太闲了。
And then the police were truly idle.
所以他白天上班时候，他们就组织一个 quartet， 就是四声部的四班。
So then the police actually form a quartet.
上班的时候就来练诗。
So that during the work hours, they would practice songs.
下班后就去参加聚会献诗。
So that when they got off work, they would go to church and worship.
这就是神的国降临的时候，神自己成为中心，神自己的荣耀同在，圣洁充满在那个地面。
This is the image when the kingdom comes, how God became the focus of everyone.
所以在历史教会历史里面，一再发生这样的光景。
So that through the histories of a church, we could see many occurrences.
弟兄姊妹，我们若知道是神是心意是这样的，我们就要这样祷。
So, brothers and sisters, if we know that this is God's will, that's how we should pray.
先求神的国和神的义。
That we would first pray for His kingdom and His will.
我们一切所需要的都要加给我们了。
And then we will receive what we needed after.
那神的旨意要在地上通行。
And His will shall be done on earth.
像在天上一样。
As it is in heaven.
但是呢，常常呢，神会遇到拦阻。
But many times there are hindrances for
His will. 神的拦阻。在哪里？
And where did this hindrance come from?
神只要往前说，常常遇到拦阻，这个拦阻常常是我们。
And when God wants to march us forward, His hindrance is usually us.
因为我没有这样的祷告。
Because I am not with that prayer.
我们也没有这样的顺服。
And I am not as disciplined.
在最小的事上，神的旨意在我们身上都通不过。
And even through the little things, His will cannot be done through me.
那怎么样在大的事上求神，那样荣耀同在呢？
Now, if little things cannot be done, then how can great things be done?
这句话是向着我们一起说的。
Because these words is for us.
我们跟神、跟人之间的关系怎么样？
What is your relationship to God and to your fellow brothers and sisters?
神要我们脱离的罪，我们肯不肯脱离？
And when God asks us to depart from our sins, are you willing to follow?
不是神不能拯救或不愿赦免。
Now that God is not willing to reconcile or forgive.
神要我们脱离的罪，我们愿不愿意脱离？
But when God asks you to depart from your sin, are you willing to?
我们跟人的关系如何？
How is your relationship with your people?
我们是不是在主里顺从父母？
Are you being disciplined, in front of your parents?
我们试着是不是不凭我们的怒气来管教儿女？
Are you using your anger to discipline your child?
我们是不是爱我们的妻子像基督爱教会，为教会舍命？
Now, do you love your wife just like how Jesus loved his church?
我们向着我们的弟兄是不是在主里顺服他们，像教会顺服基督？
Now, are you disciplined to your husband just like how the church is disciplined through Christ?
我们彼此交接的时候，我们对着弟兄姊妹，我们是不是能够彼此赦免，彼此相爱？
Now, among the brothers and sisters, are you filled with love and forgiveness?
赦免那个得罪我们的。
Are you willing to forgive who has offended you?
为我们所得罪的人，我们去求赦免。
And are you willing to pray for the one who has now offended you?
主在我们身上旨意能不能通行？
Now, can God's will be done through you?
这个是很真实的事。
And this is real.
我们是不是愿意先求神的国和神的义？
Are you truly willing to pray for His kingdom and His will to be done?
这个是我们每一个人在神面前可以去祷告的。
And this is a prayer that we should all have.
说主我愿意。
And says, Lord, I am.
我愿意你的国降临。
I'm willing for your kingdom.
我愿意你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And I want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主，你指教我的心。
And Lord, I ask that you would teach me.
我有什么我知道或我隐而未现的情形，主你来对付，来光照。
So that in my poor condition, you would show me how I could counter it.
我不要你在我身上遇见失败拦阻。
And then I asked that I will not see failure.
因为主的旨意是一定要成就的。
Because we knew that your will be done one way or the other.
我们若拦阻他,
and if we become the hindrance,
主会越过我们继续往前。
Lord will just pass over us and continue marching onward.
那这是我们要的吗?
And do you want to be the hindrance?
我们要说主你经过的时候不要漏掉我。
So we should say, Lord, when you pass by, take me with you.
我们郑启光弟兄在圣何塞服侍的弟兄,
Brother 郑启光 from San Jose.
我们都知道在五月的时候他经历一场大病。
We know that in the month of May, he had a great sickness.
在那个紧急的当中差点就走了。
And then during that emergency, he almost passed away.
当他在 这个生死之间徘徊走了一圈回来的时候,
And then it was during that time when he was half alive.
他回来之后跟弟兄姊妹们交通。
He came back and he gave a testimony.
他说弟兄姊妹们,
And he said, brothers and sisters,
我这一次快要走的时候我没有看见天堂。
This time when I was in the middle of life and death, I did not see heaven.
我也没有看见地狱。
And I did not see hell.
我也没有看见一道光。
I did not see a light.
我也没有看见主耶稣。
And I did not see Lord Jesus.
我看见的是一个极大的人像。
But then what I saw was a great image.
这个人像里面呢, 有许多的方的小格子。
And inside this image, it was full of little squares.
这个人像就是我自己。
And then this image was me.
这个小格子, 一个一个格子, 就是我一生所发生的许多的事件。
And each of these squares was like a snapshot of my life.
有许多的格子, 每一个格子都代表我做的一件事或经历的一件事, 或说面对的一件事。
And each of these squares represents something that I did.
当这个像在我面前的时候,
And when this image was before me,
突然神对我说,
All of a sudden, I hear this voice.
你看你的一生,
He says, look at your life.
有多少你所做的是算数的。
How many things have you done in your life would truly worth anything?
我们有认识郑启光弟兄的姊妹就知道,
And for all the brothers and sisters who know Brother 郑启光,
我们的弟兄是火热爱主,
you would know that 郑启光 is a very strong person.
是非常勤劳的,
someone who works really hard.
是勉励做神的工的,
someone who encouraged his fellow
prayers. 我们都去过他们的教会参加夏令会。
And then we have all been to his church for summer conference.
你看他们那个会堂盖得多么的好。
And you see that they have a big church.
他那个拼命苦干的精神,
And brother saying is strong and hardworking.
他跟我们说他那个时候有一天夜里, 这个在盖教会盖到半夜他才回家。
He said there was one day when they were building up the church, he didn't get home until midnight.
他在回到家门口的时候, 因为太疲倦, 长期的辛苦的工作。
And just when he was on his front yard, he was so tired.
他就倒在地上。
He fell.
他走不进去。
He could not walk
但是已经夜深了。
But it was during midnight.
也不能把人叫来帮助他。
And he couldn't just yell out loud.
所以他怎么回家的?
So how did he get on home?
他就用他的手, 一步一步地爬回家的。
So he started using his forearms and he started crawling.
我们的弟兄是这样一个勤劳苦干的服侍的。
And that will show you how strong Brother Zing is.
在他面前我们常常很羞愧的。
And then before him, we are always humbled.
但是当他在神的面前蒙光照的时候,
But it is during this time when he is now enlightened by God.
他发现许多他一生他以为是为主做的结果竟然不算数。
And it is at this time that he recognized all the things that he thought he was doing for God, it wasn't.
所以当他从死里回来的时候, 他勉励弟兄姊妹们。
So now when he came back from the emergency, he came and encouraged the brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们不是做工的多少。
And he said, brothers and sisters, it is not how much work you have done.
每一件事我们都对准了主来做。
But then it is on each piece of work, are you doing it for God?
今天你我的难关,
So today, I'm sure you and I have different difficulties.
但是我们都愿意, 第一, 我们愿意, 第二, 我们都带到神的面前。
But then I ask that first, you are willing, and second, you're willing to bring it to God.
愿主的旨意成就,
so that God's will could be done.
起码在我身上要通行。
So that at least through me, it would be like that.
若在我们当中都通行的时候,
and then if everyone has the same mindset,
神的国就显在我们当中了,
then his kingdom will be shown through us.
神就是明明地坐在宝座上了。
It is so that God can sit on throne among us.
因为他要成就的事,借着在我们当中都没有拦阻。
Because his will is without any blockage through us.
让神的王权就显在我们当中。
So that his authority and sovereignty,
让神就要坐在我们当中。
So that God could abide in us.
这些日子我们为了 Pomona Church 的事。
So over these recent days, we for the church of Pomona.
我知道弟兄姊妹有听过我们做见证的那个录音带。
I think that you have seen the recording of our testimony.
我觉得重要的不是去买一个建筑物。
I think that the important thing is not to buy the physical site.
对我们来说，重点是说我们要知道神你的旨意是什么。
But then the importance is we want to understand God's will.
所以当那天我们一起，我跟我的同事。一起祷告的时候
So that day when I was praying with my co-workers.
你知道我有这个习惯，每一个礼拜一开始的时候，我跟我同事一起祷告。
And then my habit is that I would always start by praying.
我们祷告的时候说，愿主你在这里充满。
And then I would ask that God's presence will be shown through us.
但很好笑，因为你知道我在哪一个部门做事。
I would you to know.
你们知道我是怎么样？我工作部门是什么部门
？And what department do I work for?
我在我的那个金融机构里，我是稽核市的负责人 ，the audit department.
I work in the auditing department.
你知道 audit department 在很多人脑海里想法，这个就是警察局。
And then the auditing department to a lot of the company, we are the police.
一天到晚来检查我们检讨我们。
Because we would come and audit.
所以呢，你想，我们祷告神说，我们就说主啊，让你的同在充满我们的 department， 让人经过的时候不知道为什么就喜乐。
So that when I asked that God would be present in the auditing department so that people could come by
and speak. 不知道为什么就想跟我们讲话。
And then, strangely, people would want to talk to us.
这实在太好玩了。
And this is amazing.
哪里人到了警察局就说不出来的喜乐呢？
Why would anyone come to the police station and
但是我们没有办法想，就是这样祷告。
But then we keep on praying as that prayer.
但是呢，很奇妙的，你知道好几次人走到我们的部门的时候。
And amazingly, sometimes a coworker would come to our department.
人不愿意走。
And then they would not want to leave.
人不愿意走的时候，我在想说，主你要做什么？
And then when they don't want to leave, what would God want to do?
好几次人都是带着重担来到我们的 department.
Because a lot of times people come with a heavy burden.
然后我有机会跟他们有交通，然后明白他们有重担，我就请他们进我办公室，把门关起来，我们为他祷告。
And then when I understand their burdens, I would invite them to come into my office to have a fellowship and prayer.
我们的祷告就是愿主的国你要降临在我们 department。
And then our prayer would always be, I ask that your kingdom will come to our department.
你的旨意要行在我们 apartment， 像行在天上。
That your will be done through our apartment, just like it is in heaven.
所以当我们常常这样祷告的时候，事情就开始发生。
So that when you always have that prayer, then things will start happening.
人在我们当中受安慰。
That people will now be comforted.
疾病得医治。
And their sickness be healed.
我们只是一个小小两个人的部门。
And yes, my department is small. It's only two of us.
但是我们属天的君王与我们同在。
But then we know that our heavenly God is with us.
我们要这样祷告，愿主的同在进入我们的家。
So that I ask that you have the prayer so that His kingdom can come into your home.
进入我们的婚姻。
Can come into your marriage.
进入我们工作的场所。
Can come into your work area.
进入我们与人的关系里面。
Can come into your relationship with your people.
我们还有很多要学的。
And there's a lot of things to be learned.
实在不是我已经完全，我有很多的问题都要靠主的恩典。
And I'll say that I still have a lot of problems that I have to come to God.
但是那天当我跟我的同事一起祷告的时候。
But that day when I was praying with my coworker.
我请他纪念我们要买 Pomona 这件事，问是不是出于神的。
I asked that he would ask God if buying the church in Pomona is God's will.
当他正在祷告的时候，神的灵就在我里面激动。
And then when she was praying, then I started having this feeling.
神就说，This is my purchase. I got it.
And then God says to me, This is my purchase. I got it.
So I am returning to Pomona.
So that I am returning to Pomona.
我要回到 Pomona 去。我要重建我的圣殿。
That I will start building my church in Pomona.
我要恢复我的荣耀。
That I will start to build my kingdom.
这个是我要买的。
For this is my land.
我负责。
Is my responsibility.
你不晓得当时我的心情真激动，我的灵里激动得不得了。
And at that time I was strongly encouraged.
你真觉得我们算什么？
Because I thought that I am nothing.
怎么会我们买一个会所跟神，他要恢复他的荣耀，重建他的圣殿？发生这么直接的关系。
And this little thing that I could do to buy the church of Pomona could have a relationship with God's will.
我们通通加起来不到七十八十个人。
Because the whole church combined is only about 80.
怎么会跟神要往前那个行动发生关系？
And how can this small group be in a direct relationship with God's will?
道理是当然发生关系，但是我第一次听到神这么直接对我说。我真的是很非常的喜乐又惊讶。
And it was the first time that I truly realized that God tells me that I am part of His will.
所以我们就全力以赴进行。
So that now is all going forward.
然后我们就看到，在这个圣灵的流往前的时候
，And now is when we see the Spirit marching forward.
神就开始感动弟兄姊妹。
That God will start touching the brothers and sisters.
我上次有分享到，在我的录音带里有分享到，有一个姊妹。
Last time in my recording, I shared that there was a sister.
她打电话请梁弟兄到另外一个城市跟她见面。
And she asked that Brother Liang would come to another city to meet with her.
她给她见到她面的时候，她给她一个塑胶袋。
And then when they met, she gave him a plastic bag.
她说这是给教会要买会所的。
And she said this is for building of your church.
当梁弟兄把那个袋子带回家的时候，打开来看。
And then when Timothy brought this plastic bag home with him.
我们看到里面是三扎的，现金。三捆现金。
And then he opened it up, he saw three bundles of cash.
每一个都是二十块的现金。
And then every bundle is filled with $20
bills. 一张一张的免平的把它叠起来搭好。
And then is a bundle of $20 bills that was bundle of very nice.
这个姊妹不是在我们 Roland Heights 的。
Now this sister
不住在我们 Roland
Heights. And she doesn't even live in Roland Heights.
但是呢，我们知道她工作是一个小时一个小时计酬来赚钱的。
But then we know that she works and she gets paid hourly.
所以当我们看见这个现金奉献的时候
，So when we see her offering，
我们实在是太感动了。
We were deeply touched。
然后后来我们才知道
，And it is only later on that we find out，
在她联络我们的前一天
，That it is the day before she contact。
她在读约翰福音
，When she was reading the book of John，
读到主耶稣问彼得说
，When Jesus asked Peter。
彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And when Jesus asked Peter and say, "Do you love this more than you love me?"
那是那天早晨，彼得带着众门徒去打鱼，一夜都没有打着的时候，主耶稣显现在岸上，准备了早餐，炭火、鱼饼在那里等他们。
And it is when Peter took his followers to become fishermen again, and then they could not catch any fish, but only when he looked back on shore, Jesus has already prepared breakfast for them.
当主耶稣给他早餐的时候
，It is when Jesus gave them food.
主问他说：“彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗
？”It is at that time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love this more than you love me?"
你爱我比这些更深吗
？That do you love this more than you love me?
三次主问他：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”It is three times that Jesus asked Peter.
我们的姊妹说，主借的那个圣经的话，直接问到他的心里。
And then the sister said that these words penetrate into her heart.
她其实是一个爱主的人。
And she said, "I love God."
当主这样问的时候，主的手就指向她所存的这一笔钱。
And then when she prayed to God, God pointed to this money.
这是她辛辛苦苦赚来的钱。
The money that she worked really hard for.
每把多余的钱存在一边，准备要急用的。
And then it is her emergency fund.
但突然神就让她想起这笔钱。
But it is at that time that God reminded her of.
她就甘心乐意把这一笔钱奉献到教会里来。
So it is at that time that she is now willing to give that offering.
这个奉献是从爱里奉献出来的。
And this offering is from love.
所以当她这个故事，我们跟另外一位弟兄分享的时候
，So now when we share her story to another brother,
那个弟兄当场就哭泣起来。
That brother started crying.
就是你看到这个恩典，这个祝福，从一个小子临到另外一个小子。
Now that you could see the blessing manifest from one person to another.
激励了起面爱神的心。
That it would encourage a second person for his love.
有一个弟兄也不在我们当中聚会。
Now there's another brother who doesn't come to our church often.
他许多年来都很认真的十一奉献，把支票寄到我们的家里。
But then it is also him who has always given us his tenth.
那最近呢，今年初开始他的生意遇到了很大的难处。
And in the beginning of this year, his business was going downward.
他自己把薪水都减了一半。
And he has taken off his salary.
到四月的时候，他实在是撑不下去了。
And in the month of April, he could no longer afford his business.
其实你知道弟兄姊妹，我们是不管账，我们也不开奉献箱，我们并不知道弟兄姊妹奉献的情形。
And brother and sister, don't you know that we never knew what your offering was?
这都是个人在主面前的摆上和心愿。
Because this offering is between you and God.
那这个弟兄的是我们知道，因为他每次都寄到我们家，我们再放到奉献箱里。
And then this brother, particularly, he would always send his check to our home so that we could do the offering for him.
所以他四月的时候来跟我们说
，So in the month of April,
跟梁弟兄说了
，And he talked to Timothy.
他说对不起，我实在是没有办法，十一奉献，我连薪水都减半。
And then he said, I'm sorry, Timothy, I could no longer offer because I have reduced my salary in half.
那我们怎么会有什么意见呢? 因为神要的是甘心乐意的奉献。
And of course it would be okay with us because all his offering has to come
voluntarily.
And we know that this brother loves God very much.
奉献不只是在金钱，是在我们的心。
Because we know that offering is not only for money, but also on our deeds.
所以呢，连着两个月他就没有寄钱来。
So that in the next 2 months he did not mail us.
但等到五月底的时候，他听到我们决定要购买会所。
But it is during the end of May he knew that we had to purchase a place.
他就不能够等。
And then he said he could no longer wait.
他在那一个周四就到我们家来拿了一张支票，把四月、五月的奉献都补足了。
And then he said he couldn't wait, and he came back. He actually came to your house and gave us his offering for the month of April and May.
他星期四来到我们家，星期六他就打电话给我们。
And then it is on Thursday when he came to your house. On Saturday he called us.
他说：“你知道，我从去年开始等的那个 investor， 等了几个月，他钱不进来，我都不能运转了。” 他说昨天突然他出现在我家的门口。
And then he told us that it is throughout the past couple of months we have been waiting for this investor, and then the investor has never come, and all of a sudden he called me.
他出现在我家的门口。
And he said the investor actually came to my home.
他说我已经准备好了。
And he said I'm ready.
可以投资了。
And I'm ready to invest.
这个不是他想象到的。
For this is something that the brother would not know of.
但是你看到说圣灵在那里运行，人先求神的国和神的义。
But that you could see that when one is ready to pray for his will and his kingdom first,
我们所需要的神都加给我们。
Then the rest will be restored to us.
我们就看到圣灵的水流在我们当中运行。
And then we could see that the river of our living spirit.
我们真看到不是买一个会所。
And then we know that it is not simply just purchasing a site.
是神在建造我们弟兄姊妹们。
But it is God's will to build us into his temple.
好叫神的旨意在我们当中通行。
So that his will can be done through us.
神的国度可以显现。
So that his kingdom can be shown.
能够来到我们当中。
That his kingdom can come.
这是我们所盼望的。
And this is our hope.
这一阵子我们也看到青少年当中的工作。
And then this couple months we've seen the work for our teenage group.
你知道我们今年初二月的时候，我们举办了一个山区、连区的青少年的退休会。
You know that in the month of February, the three churches we have a retreat for the youth group.
Culver City, St. Gabriel, 还有 Roland Heights.
Culver City, St. Gabriel, and Roland Heights.
我们山区的同工。
And then the peers of these three churches.
在 Culver City 是 Miss Darlene.
Miss Darlene from Culver City.
那在这里是 James and Jacob. James and Rebecca.
James and Rebecca from St. Gabriel.
那在我们那边呢，是我跟 Miss Barbara 还有 Raymond 跟 Vicky.
And then myself, Miss Barbara, Raymond and Vicky from Warner.
我们就山区的同工跟 Dave Smither 跟他的姊妹 Lucretia Smithers.
So all of us, along with David Smithers and Lucretia,
我们9个人就在一起。 分享我们的负担。
And all nine of us come together and then we share our burdens.
我们讲到说我们所服侍的群羊，我们的盼望，我们盼望他们得复兴，他们能够遇见主、爱主，我们愿意一起来合力的服侍他们。
And then we talked about how for the common goal of nurturing these lambs, we come together to help them.
所以很奇妙的，我们山区的服侍的弟兄姊妹都有一样的负担。
So amazingly, all of us share the same burden.
所以我们9个人在一起聚集，交通、祷告、计划。
So when the all nine of us got together to plan,
那一年的春令会，就是今年的春令会，有将近50个弟兄姊妹来到我们当中，
so、
连我们服侍的人。
There was actually 50 people that joined us for the retreat.
所以孩子大概41位。
There was about 41 children that joined us.
我就记得还离那个特会还有21天左右的时候。
And I remember particularly that 21 days prior to.
我们把40位年轻弟兄姊妹的名单印出来。
That we print out the list of the 40 people that.
我们9个人。 同意每一天我们为两个孩子祷告。
And then the nine of us agreed that we would pray for each one of them.
所以21天之后，42个孩子都有人祷告过。
So that after 21 days, all of these 42 children
will pray. 所以每一个继续特会的孩子，起码有9个人为他们祷告过。
So that all of these 41 people, before they even came to the event, they have already been prayed for.
所以在那个春令特会里面，神的祝福是非常清楚的。
So that in the youth retreat, we could clearly see the blessing of God.
而且最美的就是我们圣 Gabriel 讲中文的年轻。
And indeed, it was the brother and sisters, the young brother and sisters from St. Gabriel who received the greatest blessing.
虽然讲员是讲英文的，是靠翻译的。
Even though the preacher speaks in English and they could only listen to the translation.
但是神不偏待人。
But then God is enough.
神给我的孩子最蒙恩。
That it is indeed the truth and from Gabriel.
为这个我们很喜乐，很得鼓励。
To receive the most.
我们就相信主还要继续祝福山区的弟兄姊妹孩子。
And we know that God wants to continue blessing all the.
神要祝福我们的下一代。
He wants to bless our next generation.
所以我们决定每个月继续在这里有一个敬拜之夜，就是每个月的最后一个礼拜六。
So that we have agreed to continue on a worship night every month.
我们山区的年轻人聚在一起敬拜。
So that all the teenagers from three churches together and worship.
这个月就是下个礼拜六。
And then next Saturday is for the month of July.
所以我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹们为我们的孩子祷告。
So encourage you to pray for your children.
你看到上帝在做工的时候，我们要决定参不参与。
So when you see the work of the Spirit, it's for you to decide if you want to join this work.
有孩子的可以为自己的孩子祷告。
If you have children, pray for your own children.
鼓励他们来。
To encourage them to join us.
你没有孩子的，你为别人的孩子，为教会的孩子祷告。
And if you don't have children, I ask that you will pray for the other children.
也鼓励他们来。
And encourage them to come.
我们的盼望是孩子们在这样的聚会里，在敬拜，因为神的同在的时候遇见神。
Because our hope is that our children will meet God through worship.
就像Vicky交通的，枯干的骸骨若遇见生命圣灵的那个气息，都要活过来。Just
like when Vicky gave her testimony, that even the dry bones could receive this life and become an army.
我们这一批服侍主的九个人是很认真的。For
these nine people, our fellows are really serious about worship.
这个worship team 每隔一个礼拜在我家里练习。And
this worship team would always gather in my house to practice.
或是到教会来练习。Or
maybe we would practice at a church.
每次敬拜之夜完之后的下下主日，我们九个人聚在一起检讨。
And then after every worship, we would gather and we would have a meeting of our worship.
我们一起祷告,
and we would pray.
一起分享,
and we would share the work of the Spirit. Because we have put forth our serious effort for our next generation.
我们也看见圣灵的工作,
and then we see the work of the Spirit, but we want more.
我们就祷告主在我们不受拦阻，在每一个人身上都能够通行。
So that we ask that God's will could work through us through the Spirit.
好叫圣灵的流能够在我们当中流通。
So that the river could flow through us.
你知道我们每一次为了这个聚会，我们那里的做家长的弟兄姊妹是非常的配合。
And then I knew that our older brothers and sisters is already helping us.
因为他们深愿他们的孩子蒙恩。
Because they also hope their children to be blessed.
这里弟兄姊妹要求我们9点以前要结束，因为第二天还有聚会。
So brother has always asked me to end it before 9 o'clock.
所以我们也觉得很好，不要太晚。所以我们5点半就开始爱宴，6点半开始聚会到9点。
So we will start at 5:30 for dinner, and then we will start worshiping at 6:30 till
9. 为了让5点半能够到这里，我们那边要4:50集合。
So that means that we have to gather in Walnut by 4:50, so that we can make here by 5:00.
所以我们那边的弟兄姊妹们要5点就开始聚会，爱宴。
For us over there, we have to start eating at 5 o'clock.
等到我们这里结束9点了。
And then after we're done at 9 o'clock,
稍微点，稍做一点收拾，我们就赶快把孩子们带回去。
And then we have to get home quickly after we finish cleaning.
所以我们那边弟兄姊妹差不多等到10点才能够带着孩子回家。
So it's always about 10 o'clock that the brothers could pick up the kids and go home.
所以他们从4:50一直到10点都在那里在那个教会的聚会所。
So it is from 4:50 till 10 o'clock that they would be.
我很感谢总没有一个家长。 是不甘心的,
and praise the Lord that all of them are willing.
都很配合,
and they're willing to support us.
我们的车子都是塞得满满的,
and then always our car would be filled.
我的van可以坐8个人,
my van could take 8 people.
有时候不小心再创个还要加2个小的,
and then sometimes I actually would take 10.
所以我祷告，每次祷告主不要出车祸,
so that I pray that I would never get into your car.
因为我们有2车先来练习，有2车跟着我带孩子们来, 我们差不多20个孩子。
So we have about 20 people, and then we are separated into 4 cars.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是欢欢喜喜，带着盼望，愿神圣灵能够自由的运作，祝福我们神给祝福我们基督徒聚会的下一代。
So brothers and sisters, we would always come and hope with a joyous heart that God will bless us.
愿弟兄姊妹也看见圣灵的工作，也为我们的下一代祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I ask that you would pray for our next generation.
也在这样的侍奉上一同有份。
So that is through our work that we could be partakers.
求主祝福他的家。
Ask God to pray to bless us.
你知道，当我们看见神的行动的时候，我们跟上去。
So that when we see God's work, we could be a partaker.
我们就与他的国度有份。
So that we could be a part of His.
见他面的时候，这是算得数的。
So that when we meet God face to face, we could say that we are worthy.
记得玛利亚吗？把那个贵重的香膏在主面前。 破碎了，浇灌在主的头上，膏主的头。
Do you remember Maria when she broke open her expensive anointed oil and poured it onto Jesus' head?
因为主要上十架。
Because she knew that God is to depart into the cross.
那是为主要做成的事，为了主埋葬来膏主的。
And then it is the anointed oil from her to give to God before he died.
那是在主行动往前的路上。 他把那个膏浇在主的头上。
And it is through this path that Jesus walked that she poured her anointed oil.
那个 timing is perfect.
And that the timing was perfect.
不要等到主在十字架上断了气了。
Now I ask that you do not wait until Jesus already died on the cross.
那个义士叫做约瑟的把主的身体领去了。 Joseph, the councilman. Joseph asked for the body of Jesus Christ to bury.
Okay, just like when Joseph asked for the body just to be buried.
他埋葬主的时候也要膏主的身体。And
then he also had to anoint his body before he put it onto the ground.
但那是已经 after the fact.
But then now what Joseph did was after the fact.
所以有一句 很有名的形容就是那个迟来的香膏。
And then it is became a famous saying that said this is the belated anointed oil.
失去它的意义了。It
is something that is already meaningless.
我们要膏主。So
now when you want to pour your oil,
我们要把我们的生命献在主的手中。When
you're willing to give your life,
我们要参与。When
you're willing to partake,
就是当神正在往前的时候。It
is only during the time when you see this work.
不要等到主的工作完成。Don't
wait until the work is already done.
我们成为那个迟来的香膏。Don't
become the belated oil.
这是我们彼此的勉励。And
I hope that this would be our encouragement.
愿主帮助我们。I
ask that God would help us.
谢谢。我们可不可以牧？感谢主。我们牧了在唱首诗歌，就是我们一开始唱的短诗。 兴起一群大能的子民，短诗255首。
Hymn 250, a short hymn 255.